Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know where you're going, but in this hour, Ava covers Adele. Ava goes into the deep end now of the Rich Paul, Ben Simmons, Adele, Lover's Triangle. That's coming up. Billy King, in this hour, reacts to what Shams Charania. Yeah. Well, what Shams. He says about the strategy of Daryl Morey playing the long game.
Yeah.
But I want to start this hour out. One of my favorite websites is Bleeding Green Nation.
Every day, several times.
You know, I'm going to tell you why. Because they bleed green.
Yeah.
They're as Eagles can be. Mm-hmm. And the man behind it is a man named Brandon Lee Gouten, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Angelo. Thanks for reading.
Brandon, let's start with this. I guess poignant for you, Brandon Brooks calls it a career after 10 years, 6 in Philadelphia. How great was he?
Oh, he was amazing. And obviously not just on the field, where I really think he was underrated from a standpoint of a lot of these Pro Bowl, All-Pro offensive linemen earlier on in their careers. They kind of get the benefit of the doubt when you're a high draft pick, and he wasn't. You know, he was a day two kind of third round kind of pick from a smaller school, Miami, Ohio. So I felt like he never truly got the recognition he deserved in a lot of ways from a national perspective. I mean, he never got named to an All-Pro team, despite being one of the best guards in the NFL, and obviously what he did off the field as a mental health advocate as well. And I know he's going to have a bright future, whatever he decides to do. Obviously, he said he's applying to Penn. I'm sure he'll get in. So just an incredible person in addition to an incredible player.
Brandon, is every member of the Super Bowl championship team basically beloved for life by the fan base in the city?
In the long term, yes. You know, I think there was some people there, like a Nelson Aguilar, like a Nelson Jeffrey, even like a Carson Wentz, who, you know, it wasn't always all good, especially as things ended for those guys. But, you know, I think down the road, they all come back. They're honored by the Eagles at halftime or whatever they do. I think all of those guys are obviously getting cheered, yes.
All right, so, Brandon, I'm going to ask this next question. I'm already looking at my email, and I'm getting in trouble on it. But I try to be an advocate for the fans, and I know that the fans, including me, wanted a little more information on what was going on with that great $14 million a year guard this year. Do you have any idea why he was not able to recover from the pack?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, we all heard Lane Johnson say, right, that he expected him to be out for 8 weeks, and obviously Lane Johnson isn't a doctor. But you know, he's pretty close with Brandon Brooks. So it is a weird situation. Maybe, you know, it was hard, you know, because we would ask Nick Sirianni about this every single week, and he really wouldn't budge at all on this and give us anything, any kind of morsel of information about this. My understanding, you know, is that Brandon Brooks was there at the facility working out and everything. So I don't think it was like, you know, a lack of effort by any means. But I don't know if it was kind of just his body wore down on him, because you have to think, you know, he had that Achilles injury in 2019, and then a separated shoulder, and then another Achilles. Like, he just kind of went through everything. So I kind of just wonder at the end of the day if his body kind of just gave up on him.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. And I'm not denigrating him in any way, but I am trying to get more information, because he did mention to us several times during yesterday's news conference that he takes pride in being transparent. He said it right there.
Listen. You know, I just want to be known as a person who was
you know, transparent.
That's why I would just like to know if that was an issue, if the anxiety creeped back in this year. Are fans entitled to get answers to questions like that, Brandon, or is it too private to ask that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I mean, you know, everyone, including myself, you guys, the people listening, a lot of investment into this, so you want to know at the very least what's going on. Maybe, again, if not immediately, too, at the very least at the end of all of it. And we kind of don't know here. Again, I tend to think it was kind of a combination of body breaking down and all of that, and obviously kind of time just running out by the end of the season. You know, maybe if they advanced a little further, he would have been back. But, you know, I can't see that for sure. So it's kind of still a mystery.
All right, let's talk for a minute. You know, I was reading yesterday, probably at your website, that Howie Roseman last year had a very good draft. And he did. He got five players that played a lot this year. He got a star in the making, certainly, in Devontae Smith. What did he do different, Brandon? Why did he have such a good draft after he'd had three terrible ones before it?
Well, I think some of it's luck. You know, that's not a fun answer to give. I also think I have to give Philadelphia some credit in terms of I felt like everyone was almost bullying Howie Roseman into drafting Devontae Smith last year and was like, Howie, you have to do this. You cannot pass on this guy, especially after passing on Justin Jefferson. So I think, you know, there was certainly some pressure.
Alabama.
Just pick Alabama players. It isn't that it's pretty easy, Brad.
That was, I think, asked of him, you know, in his pre-draft press conference. It was like, hey, why are you guys not taking Alabama players? It had been forever. So I'm certainly sure that was on his radar as well. And, again, just having the, trading up to the 10, obviously, being originally at 12, having just a better talent pool to pick from with those high picks, you know, that's the benefit after coming off a really bad year where you're, what, 4-11-1. So that certainly helps as well.
All right, so he's got three of those ones this year. Brandon, you run a great website. What is your advice to Howie Roseman? Package them to get a franchise quarterback, give Hurts another year, and use those picks for great surrounding players. What's your advice to Howie?
I mean, I don't know how you can watch some of these playoff games and think that, yes, Jalen Hurts can be our plan A. He can be our top option going into the offseason. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you find yourself at a place where you fall back onto Jalen Hurts because maybe Russell Wilson doesn't want to come here or whoever you want to try doesn't want to come here. And obviously those guys have no trade clauses. So that's kind of relevant. But to me, if I'm Howie Roseman or if I'm talking to Howie Roseman, I'm telling him, if you can get Russell Wilson, who's an elite quarterback, you have to do everything you can. I don't want to hear, oh, they're too far away to get an elite quarterback. No team is too far away from anything to get an elite quarterback. Like, that's the goal. That's what you need. So that's what I'm going after first and foremost.
All right. I got one last thing because that was a great answer, Brandon, but you left out another candidate. One, getting the full support of Al Morganti here at the WIP Morning Show, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want him?
I think that I would not do it for if I was the GM, but I think the Eagles are absolutely going to look back into that. I think there was a lot of serious interest there last year. And, you know, with this whole situation now where apparently he might not want to go to Miami with Brian Flores out there, and we'll see where Brian Flores potentially lands as a new head coach, and maybe that'll impact where Deshaun Watson wants to go. And if he's even available to go anywhere, who knows with this situation up in the air. But I don't think that's going to stop the Eagles from seriously looking back into that once again.
But why aren't you? You don't want him. Why?
I think there's too much unknown there. You know, obviously there's the legal situation. You don't even know if he's going to be available to play. Obviously the allegations are very serious and, you know, I don't want to downplay those at all. So it's tough. I think it makes the most football sense for the Eagles, but it's not just that simple. It's not that simple of an equation.
Brandon Lee Gouten.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.